MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And we're glad to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is April 28th, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 594. On today's show, we'll actually talk to a former USPS postmaster and top-rated seller. She's both, so that should be fun.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. And we'll learn five ways to use Instagram to drive traffic to eBay listings. We're going to also hear why and how one top-rated seller is sourcing products from her mom's garage. Wonder where she lives. Find out how to downsize your business on eBay if necessary. Something we never talk about. We always talk about growing your business, but sometimes you may want to downsize it, even temporarily. And we'll share shipping tips that could save you time and money. Oh, I forgot, we'll also be taking your calls, as we do every week. But first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Wheaties, updates, and website crashes all feature in today's eBay Radio News for April 28th, 2015. I'm Lee. A number of eBay updates announced as part of the 2015 Spring Seller Update will be in effect soon. You are asked to please note the following changes in dates and take action as required if you're a seller. Fee updates go into effect May 1st, that's this Friday, and new listing requirements are coming June 29th. And you can learn more on eBay Radio today a little later or visit the announcement board for more information. Griff, remember the Apple One antique personal computer listed on eBay earlier this month?
Mm-hmm.
Sold for just over $236,000 last week.
Yeah.
Seller Bob Luther's Apple One was in working condition, included a rare cassette interface, which connected to a cassette tape recorder for storing programs on tape, and bidding on the 39-year-old computer reached $100,000 on the final day of the auction until it ended less than 2 hours later, finishing at $236,100. Must have been very exciting for him.
Yes.
Hey, Griff, remember when Missoni for Target launched?
And the remember
the Target website crashed under the demand? And
yes, I do.
Then within hours, it was all up on eBay. Well, now Target has repeated the experience.
What fun.
On Sunday, they launched the Lilly Pulitzer for Target collection.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there were so many people. You've got to think they know this, right?
Yeah,
it's
you
a
have
big
to.
Marketing
yeah.
thing. Well. There were so many people visiting the website that it crashed again.
Oh, no.
And then Sunday morning, swarms of people lined up outside Target stores all across America. Display shelves and racks were completely emptied within minutes of the store's opening, and the demand outweighed the supply.
Yeah.
Many customers were left disappointed and accused people. Are you ready for this, Griff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of scooping up the merchandise to resell it on eBay.
Shocking.
And they were right.
And they were right. And that's not a crime.
No, it is not.
And it's not even a matter of ethics.
No, it's a matter of fact.
It's a matter
good
of business.
Business.
That's the smell of business.
Exactly. We found 111 items for Lilly Pulitzer for Target listed right now on eBay.
So, if Target or Lilly Pulitzer were concerned about this, what's the answer?
They'd be on Vero.
Well, no, it's not that they'd be on Vero. They would make more product available.
Oh, well, of course, but they don't want to.
Well,
see,
okay,
it's not. I don't think it's Target that's upset. It's people who went there to buy these things and are mad because some of the people there aren't going to wear them. They're going to sell them.
Shocking, huh? Well, you got to get it pretty early in the morning if you're going to beat an eBay seller.
Yes, you do. And last, Bruce Jenner.
Former
Olympic champion, came out as transgender in his recent interview with ABC. So it makes sense that Bruce Jenner sports memorabilia would be hot right now, right?
Well, I suppose.
We found what the seller says are the actual shoes he wore in the Olympics, listed for about $8,000.
Does Bruce verify that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, then.
And then there are a few of his iconic Wheaties boxes for sale on eBay. He's featured on the front of the breakfast cereal after his gold medal victory in the decathlon in 1976. And one unopened box of Bruce Jenner Wheaties is seeing bids as much as $255 with 5 days left. And another unopened box is getting bids up to $150
Get
so
out.
Far. Yeah, really, just because he came out as transgender. But you know what?
What?
I think he's very brave. I really do. I really do. And enough already, you know?
Yeah.
He's very brave. And if you've got something of Bruce Jenner's, now's the time to get out there and sell it. And that's eBay Radio News for April 28th, 2015, brought to you by Reply Manager. A new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribol. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you at TerraPeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We'll be introducing an exciting new feature next week, Lee.
Yes, we will. We're getting ready for it.
Yeah,
it
ties in with the changes to fees and listing features that will take effect May 1st coming up. That's all part of the Spring of Seller update. The new feature will star a character we're going to call Coach Jack. It's actually Jack Dalton. He's eBay Senior Analyst for Pricing, and he's been at eBay for a long time. And we're going to invite your participation. Coach Jack will take a look behind the scenes at the back end of your eBay stores or listings. Then he'll suggest ways to tweak your selling strategies to save you money on fees and hopefully increase your views and conversions. That's your sell-through rate. So, for example, he might recommend changes to your format mix or listing duration. So these would be like, they're like listing dishes, but this is going to be different. This is going to be a wider strategy based on all of your listings. So to have your store or listings considered for review by Coach Jack, send email ASAP to, write this down, coachjack@ebay.com with your seller ID plus any details about your account that you want him to know. He'll review his first seller next Tuesday, so don't delay. Again, email coachjack@ebay.com. This will give him a chance to select someone for next week and then write out his suggestions. And then I suppose we'll be doing this live on the air with the seller that's selected.
Well, we're not sure.
We're not sure about that part.
We're not sure about that part.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that you will, if you're listening to this right now, you'll send your information into Coach Jack at ebay.com because he's going to look behind the scenes. So, Griff, this is a little different than a listing dish in that he is going to do increase your views and conversion rates and things of that sort. Exactly. Okay. Just wanted to get that out.
Coach Jack at ebay.com. Coach Jack at ebay.com. It's Coach Jack at ebay.com.
What is it?
Coach Jack. We'll get you high again. Whatever that song is, I can't remember the words. By the way, I didn't go to D.C. last week.
I know, honey. You want to tell everybody why?
Oh, I had to cancel at the last minute. We put on my old man voice. My sciatica started acting up on Monday, and I could barely stand or walk.
And you were supposed to leave on Monday, right?
No, I was supposed to leave on Tuesday, I realized that it just wasn't going to get any better. And I couldn't, I would have been more of a liability than an asset.
Yeah, you can't walk the halls of Congress.
And it was a lot of walking. And when you get into an office, a lot of standing. So I had to back out. I felt terrible, but.
But we still got a week off. So I hope you relaxed during that week.
I did, and I'm actually better.
Oh, I'm so glad. So, sometimes that's all it takes, you know.
That and pharmaceuticals.
And you got, sometimes you just got to back away from everything.
Yeah, I know.
Already. You know?
I know. It's not like my mother.
Well, but it's true. I am a mother, and that's why I sound like one.
I hear that Lee is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Just talking about Lee, we can dig it.
Oh, kids today.
Yeah.
They're very irreverent.
Kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're...
And my kids are grown people, and they're very irreverent. I mean, they're just...
And we are the very models of reverence, you and I. Please, Lee.
Wonder where they got it.
I don't know where they got it.
I have no idea.
You know, I've started watching that show, Modern Family.
Oh, isn't that a great show?
You know, I love Phil.
Oh.
Phil's my favorite character.
I love them all.
I don't like the two gay guys, sorry.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, they're so shallow. They make me wince.
Okay. How long have you been watching it?
Let me search for Modern Family.
Because you're going to find out they're not as shallow as you may think.
They're pretty shallow.
Are you binge watching from the beginning?
No, I've been watching a lot of it, though, in the last few weeks.
Oh, okay. So they have Lily already and everything. Yeah. They have the little kid.
Lily.
I went through the whole thing with them, the adoption,
You did? No, oh, you were there?
Not shallow.
You get so into TV shows.
Well, first of all, yes,
I'm
I do.
I'm always slightly detached.
First of all, you can't get detached from Modern Family.
Yeah, I can.
No.
It's 30 minutes, and it's over. Then I go do something else.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're supposed to be funny, but those two guys are not shallow. It's so important to them that she be raised well, and I just love them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you don't like them, because
I don't.
They're one of the funniest parts of the show.
Let's put it this way. I would not invite them to my party.
Ugh.
Sorry. I wouldn't. They're not the kind of people I want at my party.
Sad, sad, sad.
And it's a pool party. Yeah. I still don't want them there.
And you don't have a pool.
And everyone else at the party said they didn't want them there
either. It is very difficult to have a pool party, Griff, when you do not have a pool.
I just bought one of those little kiddie wading pools. Saves on water. We're in a drought.
So anyway, to have your store or listings considered for review by Coach Jack, send email ASAP to CoachJack@eBay.com. Just want to remind him.
Deja vu. Yeah, I thought we already talked about that.
Well, I wanted to just kind of mention it again.
Yeah, okay. We'll mention it a lot.
I'm dying to learn all these things. This is going to be fascinating, what he finds out by going in the back end of people's listings. I think it's going to be fascinating. eBay senior analyst for pricing. It's all about money, money, money.
Money. There's one segment in the can. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, something really, really educational. Shipping tips from a top-rated seller and former postmaster here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time. And if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale compliments of stamps.com.